Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio, the only motorsports show in San Diego that dwells on drivers and kids and local racetracks.
Yeah, I was going to say.
San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection sees the vision, and they sponsor this segment. 6622 University Avenue. If you need carburetor work, fuel injection work, Stan is the man. Go to stcarb.com, stcarb.com. Doesn't make any difference what year, make, or model. If it's got carburation and fuel injection, he can work on it. Also, distributor work. Very few people have a distributor dyno. Stan has one. So if you need any help at all in those areas, stcarb.com, stcarb.com. All right. Well, I've got rundowns of the truck race and the Xfinity race and all that, but
yeah,
I think, and we could have done this in the green show, but I decided, you know, I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there. Formula E, you know, it's not really geared towards America.
No, it's more Euro. Their season is
well. They interviewed.
They don't have a lot of events.
They interviewed Michael Andretti. Okay, because Michael Andretti has a team, and BMW is the sponsor of the team. So, of course, the announcer says, what American driver are you going to put behind the wheel of this car? And very sheepishly, Michael said, well, it's not up to me. It's up to BMW. It's their car.
So it's going to be a European driver?
Yes. So we're not going to have any American drivers within Formula E. But that's okay.
I'm not surprised.
Now, Formula E has had some setbacks. I mean, for pitting, you have to go in and jump out of one car and jump into another car. That was not very well accepted by the motorsport community. What they've done this year, if they have totally revamped this car. This is a stage two model of the Formula E. And what they have done is they have basically changed the complete design of this car. You can just Google Formula E stage two race car, and it'll give you a really good story and photos. They put the halo in it just like you'd see on F1, and that I'm sure that's for safety. These vehicles get up over 200 miles an hour. Tires and wheels will not have to be changed with the new car in 2019. These tires and wheels were specially made by Michelin just to be able to withstand a full-length race. So it's kind of interesting. They've doubled up their battery storage, so they're allowed to run the full race. More manufacturers are starting to get into it. It'll be a 40 to 50 lap race.
I kind of like that it's not a real long race.
No, and it's tons of excitement. I mean, I watched them today.
Yeah, they were on today.
And they were in the rain.
Yeah.
They ran
in the rain.
Oh, yeah. They got rain tires. See, I don't think we're going to see these guys at an oval track. You're only going to see them on road courses because that's what makes sense.
Yeah. So I'm seeing that they used to use a battery supplier called Williams Advanced Engineering,
mm-hmm.
and now they changed. Right. The supplier is going to be McLaren. McLaren Applied Technologies.
Funny thing.
And so is that what's going to allow them to avoid the you know, basically 100% equipment change during the race,
yeah,
where the battery is better so that they can go 40, 50 laps full throttle with no pitting?
Well, Spark Racing is Technologies. They won the bid to build the cars because they're basically all going to be like a cookie cutter car so that they all can be equally. And they're going to use this particular car, won the tender to produce the car. That must be for... Who is that for? I just jumped right in the middle. But it's going to have a new McLaren Applied Technology battery after the Formula One team sister company beat current battery supplier Williams Advanced Engineering to the deal. So it's going to be, yeah, this is what you said. McLaren is going to be taking over that. So I don't know.
Yeah.
We're going to have to... I think we need more manufacturers. Like I was watching, I was watching some sedan racing, and you got Audi, Mercedes, and BMW, and that's it.
There should be more.
Yeah. See, so if you're going to do that, so it was interesting that Formula E.
Yeah.
And it was fun to watch. No complaints. I mean, now this race, of course, was the old style where you had to jump out of one car and jump into another car.
Yeah, they just revealed it apparently in the Geneva Auto Show. If you want to go look up the what the prototype looks like, you can.
Well, it's interesting. There's no rear wing, but what there is a huge diffuser. I mean, it looks like a trailer. It's so big.
Yeah, it sure does.
So, with that being said, but there's a lot of aerodynamics. Front wheels are totally encapsulated.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not open wheel.
No, and it's going to keep the teams from messing around with the car. So,
and you've got your it's a gull wing open and exit for the drivers, mm-hmm. gull wing doors. Huh. Well, I wish that they had more than one U.S. on their schedule. I remember last time we talked about this, I looked it up and they were only coming to New York. They weren't even coming to the West Coast. So if you want to watch it, you have to get it on TV. They're Eurocentric right now. I know Leo DiCaprio, who's very green-minded, was financing some of this racing. I don't know if he has a team, if he's kind of doing something behind the scenes, or has plans himself to get in the car. I don't know. But it's what I heard about it was that the purses were ginormous. If you win, you get a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, they're working really hard, I think. Yeah, and... a lot of people are not happy with it because I will say the only two sounds you hear are the gear wind of the electric motor and the tires when they get stupid and slide.
Well, it's just a different kind of racing. It's going to be, you're going to hear different sounds.
But racing's racing.
Yeah, who cares? Did you know that they even have motorized lawnmower racing?
Of course they do.
Yes, they do. And there was...
I used to bring them to KUSI. They did it in Ramona.
In Switzerland this weekend, they're having the actual competition, fifth
the nationals?
Year of motorized lawnmowers race. 23 teams. They have 23 teams in the lawnmower racing.
Oh, yeah. Whatever Ramona does, when Ramona does their thing.
Sears wants to save their company.
Are they little tractors or the big tractors?
Little.
Yeah, these are little ones.
If Sears wants to save their company, they should start putting a team together for the Geneva races here.
I got one sitting on my side yard that all I need to do is get it running, and it'll be ready, Freddy, because it's not a lawnmower. It's a tractor just like that, but without the lawnmower attachments.
Yeah. This is hysterical. I couldn't believe this was in the LA Times. A full color 3x5
front
shot.
Front page, too.
Yeah, well, not quite front page. 12th page of the sports page. But still, they never put anything in racing.
Yeah, never.
And never color.
Well, they're doing it because they probably wrote it as a joke.
It's hysterical.
But hey,
Hey, you like open wheel racing?
Absolutely.
There you go.
There you go. And you cut the grass as you're doing it. By the way, I see it.
I love it. That would be a hoot to go watch. Can you imagine they're out on the countryside?
Well, usually your country fairs run them.
Yeah.
Don't you have a fair coming up in Orange County?
It just started yesterday.
Check their schedule. See if they have any lawnmower races.
Yeah. Well, they do have the motorcycle races.
Yeah, flat track. Yeah,
we had the guys come and call in. Yeah, that's going on, you
They're
going
to do monster trucks. They're going to do tough trucks. I'm sure they're going to do everything we did.
They have their own little track in there.
Yeah,
it's
arena.
Not just an arena. It's a track. It's actually a track. Yeah. It's right there on the premises.
It's not circle?
It is circle.
Okay,
yeah.
So it is. Yeah, so they just have a track on the inside.
Yeah. Great motorcycle
racing.
Well,
hey, Dirt Dude is going to call in and talk to us about last night's racing at Verona. Uh-huh. Scott Delosio couldn't find anybody to call in, so he'll be calling in at the bottom of the hour.
Oh, we got Scott today.
And we are going to be at Paris next Saturday.
Yes, we are.
Since we donated a bucket load of money.
Well, you did.
Well, somebody did.
You did.
And Bam Bam took the money and spread it out amongst.
Is it going to be a prize money?
Yeah. Well, I sent him a check for $500.
Uh-huh.
And he took and broke it into five different divisions.
Oh, yeah. Good. Oh, so it would be purse money.
Yeah, purse money.
All
which is fine with me. I don't care. I just need, now it looks like I need to send him some more stickers because I only sent him two stickers.
Well, we can bring them.
Well, yeah. So what I'll have to do is bring 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Yeah. Which is fine. I got no problem with that.
All right.
All right. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Dirt Dude should be calling in. If not, we'll get Brittany, because I know she's not doing anything.
Oh, no, she's not working on her
car. She's looking at her
anything.
New tires on her Mustang.
Know. Yeah.
Right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
This segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. El Cajon Ford, family-owned and operated, 1595 East Main Street. Deals all over the place. We're talking thousands of dollars off vehicles. And if you're looking for a used vehicle, hey, they can hook you up there as well. Plus, they have full service for every car on the market. That's right. Their quick lane service will take care of every vehicle in your garage. They support Barona Circle Track like nobody's business. I want to thank Paul Dyke, who races out of Barona, and for his support keeping this show on the line. And with that being said, we've got our superstar guy in the wings, Dirt Dude. How you doing, bud?
Doing good, man. How about yourself?
Yeah, living the dream.
Hey.
Trying to survive the heat.
Should have came to radio.
Yeah, I had stuff I had to do today outside.
No, you didn't. It was too hot. You have not left the house.
Well, because you had him all tied up last week.
Now,
so
he watched IndyCar. He watched Formula E. Uh-huh. There's Lucas Oil. There's all kinds of motorsports on TV, right? Tell the truth.
I wish I could have got to enjoy any of it. You know, I'm still recovering from last night. And then, I missed working last weekend. Mm-hmm. So I have my chores I had to do this weekend, you know.
Well, when you get my age, you don't have to do them if you don't want to. So how'd it go last night?
It was a great night. I mean, we had a lot to compete with, you know. So there was, you know, the Bulls only down the street from us in Lakeside. So they had the rodeo and a country concert. So we had about almost 60 cars and about almost 500 fans show up.
Yeah, it's a little light. A little light.
Yeah, it was a little light, and it was a little warm early. So then it cooled down, and Troy's really been working with this track, Troy Salazar.
Right.
And, he just kind of made decisions on where it's going to go the whole night. Just kept on trying to do it, watering, and brought him out. Tried something new for the heat races, brought him out, and we only let him use the top half of the track.
Really?
So, I mean, he couldn't use the bottom. Back when they came out in wheel pack and hot lap session, they only rolled in the top. It's like a car and a half down from the K-rail, top K-rail. So
how'd that work out?
It works better because then you start rolling the top in before you start racing. So you're actually kind of racing. You're racing in the second groove before you even establish the first groove.
Gotcha.
It kind of worked good. I mean, I'm sure we're going to try that again and try and do, you know, improve on that. And its problem is because it was just so hot, you know, and try and keep moisture on the track. And you try and do what you can. But it was a good night of racing. Like I said, wish more people would have came up. But hopefully they'll start coming back up again. So in our just go to our junior drivers in the Mini Dwarf and the Masters. PJ Sexton got his third main event win. And the Sportsman Mini Dwarfs, Charlie Carty got another main event win. And Wyatt Bozanowski, he got his third main event win, too. So the junior drivers actually did really good on the track. And then into our modifieds, Bill Miller from Yuma, Arizona, won the main event. He also won the trophy dash. But the problem was when they went to the final tech, he had problems with the ignition box. So got DQ'd because it was not reaching or was not maintaining the 3,000 rev limiter. So malfunctioning in his MSD box took the win away from him. But he was, you know, it is what it is. He's pretty happy with it. Not happy, but I mean, he was, you know, he wasn't ranting and raving, you know, screaming about it. But like, yeah, you know, it's one of those things, parts break and, you know, the thing you're checking in for, if it's broken, when it breaks, you know, you never know. So he said he's going to come back and try it again. End up getting Colt Dick, end up getting the main event win, and Matthew Hicks came in second. So we had a few drivers show up there for modifieds, hadn't been there for a while. Into the pro and stock pony, BJ Dyke was in a stock pony and got a main event win last night. And Dennis Taylor got his eighth main event win in a pro pony. And the Pure Stocks, Jason Aldridge in the four, got a main event win. That's his third main event win. Big car. And he actually did a real good job. I mean, when I was talking the winner's circle, I'm like, dude, I don't think anyone had anything for you because they weren't really catching you. On the dwarf cars, the 11, Darren Brown, got his first main event win, and he's running currently second in points in Western States dwarf cars. So, I mean, also, you know, running our track and running Western States, but maintaining that second place in Western States is pretty good.
So that's he's the guy to beat.
He is actually, well, and if you go by points, John Isabella has two main event wins. John Isabella has 856 points as of right now, and Darren only has 470.
Oh.
But Western States, Darren Brown is, you know, second in points there out of Western States, the whole Western State. So that's how come his points are so low, because he's been traveling, and John Isabella hasn't been traveling. He's been pretty much staying to our track. Mm. Another strong runner last night was the 91 Ryan O'Connor. He's second in points. So as we start getting going down towards the end of the season, you know, you're going to see these points battles start to really close up and see how close they start to get. And then into the Street Stocks, the last one last night, Dave Capella got his third main event win and had a good battle between him and his younger brother, the 14 Jake Triska, and 11 Dennis Taylor had a Street Stock out there last night too, so ran two different cars. It was a good night. I just, you know, one of those things that's kind of tough to compete with everything in San Diego.
Yeah, well, good thing you weren't running next weekend.
Why?
Comic-Con.
Parrish is running that big modified, well, not a big modified race, but it's a pretty good dough to go up there in for the winter, so I'm sure they're going to get a good, nice draw for modified, because they weren't running last night. So we had a couple guys from Paris. Justin Dunn, normally, I think he's got a normal, like a street stock, and he just finished building his modified, and he came down, ran with us last night, and then we're off next weekend where they're doing the modified race up there, so gives our guys a good chance to go up there and try and win some of that money.
Sure. That's a great idea.
Yeah, you should go up.
I'm not worried about it, Comic-Con or anything like that. I'm going to Turlock. I'm going to go Friday and Saturday. I'm going to be doing Turlock, Monster Trucks Turlock.
Oh, you're working.
Yeah, I'm going to go out of town for a two-day show.
Sweet. That works. Get a little Turlock in you.
Yeah. I'll drive up there. Well, actually, I'm riding up with the guys taking a monster truck up there, so any monster truck.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like fun.
Should be pretty fun.
Yeah,
it should be pretty fun.
How far away is Turlock?
I want to think it's going to be about 6 to 7 hours.
I was going to say, it's quite a ways up.
Yeah, it's past Santa Barbara.
Well, plus you're in a truck, too. You're not going to be driving in a car, right?
Yeah, I'm taking a truck with a trailer.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it'll take you a little time.
So, yeah, if you want to get to know people, go on a road trip with them.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it, no doubt about it. Hey, how'd Brittany do last night?
Oildale. What's that?
How'd Brittany do last night?
Brittany, I think she did pretty well. She had to fend off a couple big attacks that were trying to get around her. She was like, Kyle Dodd was one that was giving her a pretty good run for the money. Let's see, where is Brittany at? She finished ninth.
No, that's that bad.
No. Wait. That's Pete. So she finished 10th.
Okay, that's still not bad.
Finished 10th. And then she had been battling with Kyle Dodd, and Pete Scully got around her on the last lap. So she was like, I had like three guys that were just all over. And she actually had some good in-car footage of Kyle Dodd kind of spun out right in front of her. And she's doing the evasive action, trying to get around him. So it was pretty good.
And what girl doesn't like three guys on their tail? I mean, come on.
The boys are chasing her around the track now.
She loved it. She loved it. Chased by the boys.
And we actually had, I'm trying to remember who the sponsor was. We had an oil sponsor come up last night. And did a case of oil to every winner that had their sticker on the car. And I'm, for life of me, I can't remember what it was. I was going to try to write it down. I hadn't had a chance to make any notes.
Your
on anything
memory,
that we did.
Your memory is gone.
Yeah, and I know. It's shot because I was barely trying to get through last night. I don't know. It was one of these summer colds and throat's all sore and heat.
Oh, no. Yeah, you sound a little tired.
Yeah, you do sound tired. I don't know why.
Yeah, my voice. Huh?
You sound a little tired.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about Maxima?
That would be the one. Maxima oil. Maxima
what would you do without Brittany? You know, you better buy her a lemonade next time you see her.
Maybe she can get a case of oil or a tire.
She can just do this full time for me. She just needs to do it full time.
Yeah, she does.
I know.
I think the school district would be a little upset, though.
No, it's only Sunday for 15 minutes. My goodness.
Oh, that's right.
She's got all summer to enjoy this.
Guy. Yeah, she's not. I mean,
all summer.
Hey, she's critiquing us, so she might as well call in or come in. I mean, well, hello.
Yeah, well, sooner or later, it's going to be SEMA time again, and then she'll come in and do 3 hours with me, and then you'll go off in the middle of winter again.
Yeah, you guys like doing it without me.
Yeah.
SEMA is a fun one to go to. I've been to that one before. So, yeah, Maximum Racing Oil showed up at the track last night and offered a case to even our junior drivers. So I think they handed out like 9 cases of oil last night between every main event winner. Because, you know, some of them we have 2 classes, like our ponies. We had a pro and a stock pony. But they had Maxima oil stickers on the side of the car. That's your contingency, and you know, you win a case. So
I think that's a pretty cool little promo right there. Because up to this point, I'd never heard of Maxima oil in my life.
Really?
Nope.
Great oil.
Yeah?
Good product.
Is it only for race cars?
No, you can put it in your street car.
It's a great oil. I mean, if you're looking for any for race car or for street performance.
Yeah, if you've got a car that the engine's been built, it's really a good, it's a really good oil.
Is it a synthetic or is it a dinosaur?
They have different brands and different brands.
They got regular motor oil, synthetic.
All right, because I have to use dinosaur in the RX-8.
And by the way, I got yelled at for saying that the 3 boys were chasing.
Well, there was a jealous boyfriend, Brittany. I'm sure.
Her boyfriend's not jealous. He's a great guy. Are you kidding? He understands. Plus, it's racing.
A PO'd boyfriend.
Oh, please. Tell him to, you know, grow up. She's as true blue to that guy as the sun comes up in the morning. So, yeah. No jokes allowed on Racer Radio. I'm only kidding.
Racer Radio.
So, when's the next race?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I don't even have a calendar. So
that's all right.
Well, it's July 28th.
July 28th, 2 weeks.
I have the calendar. Well, okay, we're not doing the celebrity race, or we are doing the celebrity
race? No, we're not doing it.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Wait. Back the truck up. We are still doing the celebrity race.
Well, I haven't heard anything. I got no dates for KUSI. I got no response from anybody.
Well, I won't be around next weekend, so.
Oh, well.
We'll have to figure out what we're going to do. We still have 3 cars for sure, so we're going to do we have the three celebrities we're going to do.
All right, cool.
Have racing. So we have 3 cars, and if we get more, we get more.
There you go.
I will try and see if I can get someone to get a hold of you or in touch with you and see if we can do something about.
KUSI is going to be tough because, you know, I'm already in the middle of August.
So they can call in here.
Well, yeah, they can talk on radio. Hey, I got to let you go. Break time.
Okay, get some rest, dude.
Go take a nap.
Get some rest.
All right, folks.
Good one, guys.
You got it, man.
Talk
Racer
to you later.
Radio right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
And this segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris, California. If you have not been to Paris Auto Speedway, that is one fast half-mile dirt track. You'll see drivers like Kyle Larson,
Damian Gardner, Brody Roa.
Brody Roa, yeah, Bam Bam Fangmeyer. even young drivers like
Joel Rayborn,
who was on the show last weekend. That's the place to see the upcoming drivers and all the big dogs
come out to
Paris Auto Speedway when they're on the West Coast, because they know that's where they're going to get a top-notch track and great competition. So go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com, take a look at the schedule, and make sure you get yourself up there during one of the races before the end of the season.
Coming up, yeah.
Right now we got Scott Delosio on the line. Scott Delosio is the announcer, world-class announcer at Paris Auto Speedway.
How you doing, bud?
Good. How are you guys doing? Trying to stay cool up here.
I was going to say, are you sitting in front of your air conditioner?
I moved back here to get away from the dogs to talk with you guys.
All right. So you got a big, big race coming up this weekend.
You know, we actually have a big, big day, and we'll start off, if you're a kart fan, we're going to start racing. Karts are going to be on the track at 11 a.m. at the SoCal Fair Motorcycle Speedway, which is outside of Turn 4 at Paris Auto Speedway on the fairgrounds. They're going to race in the day. They just rebuilt that racetrack last week, put some grade in it. You know, it's a new facility this year.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still dealing with the surface, and actually they ripped up the surface last week. And they graded it, put some bank on it. So that's going to be the first race with that. That's going to start at noon. And that's all dirt kart racing.
Mm.
And then the big race, the stock car race, Saturday night, starts at 7 o'clock. And an additional thing, we haven't really got to talk about this a lot yet. First time ever on dirt, Ryan Partridge and Trevor Huddleston from the NASCAR K&N series are going to run our super stock class.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be a good deal. Shelley Woldred set all that up, or helped set. I mean, she set most of that up. I think Billy Griffin's, they're using one of his cars or one of Shelley's cars.
Sure.
Then the modifieds, got a guy who came to us, said, I want to throw some money in the purse. So normally a modified purse, if there's 24 cars or more, it's $1,000 to win. Well, this guy said, I don't care how many show up, it's $1,500 to win.
Wow.
So besides that, they raised the rest of the purse. And then, something you're familiar with, they've got a ton of contingency stuff and some really good stuff. Racer Radio, you guys are sponsoring the Long Tow Award. Driver who towed the farthest to get there and the modifieds get $100 from you guys.
All right.
And you guys have like quite a few hundred more dollars buried in the contingencies as well as Steven hasn't decided how they're going to go out yet. iBox Springs is giving away gift certificates. CP Carrillo, they got a great deal. They're giving some money to the top open engine. And if that open engine wins the main event, they're going to give a free set of pistons away.
Oh, wow.
you know, other people, there's Racing Plus, there's Wayne's Engine Rebuilders, PRE 2.0, Lake Matthews Feed. I already said iBox Springs. All these people are donating contingencies for next Saturday night for the modified. So we expect probably our best modified field of the year there.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds great.
You know, and Stephen Fangmeyer, he's helped design a lot of the show, the way it goes with the contingencies. And some of the people got involved, like David Carty from iBox. He called last week. He wanted to get involved. And he's a guy who used to race. I don't know if you remember David in a sprint car. He's a very good sprint car racer.
Mm-hmm.
And iBox wanted to do something. He's their sales manager, I said that totally wrong. sales manager. And he did not want to give it just to the top guy. So they're going to do a redraw deal where, you know, you draw for your start in the heat races. Then they take the top three or four, depending on how many cars show up from each heat race, and they redraw again to see where they start in the main event. Well, David said, I want to give a $125 gift certificate in each heat race the guy who doesn't get in the redraw.
Ooh, that's
so
different.
You know,
that's different.
It's a cool deal. There's just a lot of cool contingencies up, and we hope we'll see a lot of cars we normally don't see at Paris Auto Speedway come to join all of our regulars.
Well, yeah, because once the word gets out how much is being given away that night, I mean, trust me, you don't even have to talk about it on radio. They'll figure it out. It'll go through the network.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of emails and questions coming through our Facebook page, you know, from different drivers from Arizona, Northern California, Nevada. So hopefully we're going to see a lot of them there.
And the weather, I think, from what I looked at long range, looks like it's going to be great.
compared to what it was last week.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we were dark last week, and even last night, it wasn't nearly as bad. They had the mud run out there yesterday for American Cancer Society, but yeah, it should be pretty good. It should be the best weather we've had probably since the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Awesome. Because no, we're coming.
Yeah, we're coming.
You guys are coming up?
Yeah.
Good.
Are you kidding?
We'll come up early to the kart race.
I'm thinking about that now that you mention it. I am.
Come check it out. They start racing.
About noon?
They start racing at noon. For anybody who doesn't know where the racetrack is, if you know where Turn 4 at Paris Auto Speedway is, the kart track, it's actually the motorcycle track that the karts, it's the karts home track, is about 200 feet outside of Turn 4 at Paris Auto Speedway.
Okay. All right, that sounds like a plan. I think I'm, you know, we'll talk about it off air, but I would like to go up, and if I really don't want to go see the go-karts because
you want to buy one.
Oh, dude, you have no idea. It's like you buying a hockey stick.
But that was the old days. We don't do that anymore.
Oh, you don't do that anymore?
We're too old for that.
I know. But I'd love to go see him and watch him. And our boy will probably be racing there, won't he? What's his face? That big tall kid?
Brody?
No,
Justin Garcia. Yeah, Justin will be there.
Justin, yeah, I'd love to go see Justin again.
Yeah, Justin, I'm sure he'll be there. Yeah. He's almost all the races, so should be there. I was going to say Brody, but Brody said it back. He's leaving for Indiana tomorrow or Tuesday. Oh. Him and Jake Swanson to run Indiana Sprint Week, so Brody won't be there for that race.
Yeah, boy, wouldn't that be fun to go back and watch that?
You know, I hear it's a lot of fun, but if you've got anything to do with it, by the end of the seventh day, you're ready to just forget about racing for life.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think you don't want to look at another gas can or a set of race tires or even a hot dog.
It's seven races in 9 days on seven different racetracks.
Isn't that crazy?
Brutal.
But they get a big attendance to that? Don't they get a real big attendance to that?
Oh, those things are packed. You know, that's for sprint car, non-wing sprint car racing in the Midwest. That's Indiana Sprint Week.
Yeah.
And that's Daytona Speed Week, I should say.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Daytona Speed Week, right.
Yeah, I mean, it's the best of the best non-wing sprint car drivers. And they just go at it, no holds barred. It's good purses every night. There's a contingency at the end that those guys get, or I should say a point fund at the end they get. So yeah, it's no frills racing. It's just go for it as hard as you can, balls out for say 7 days or seven races and 9 nights. That's tough.
Yeah.
I bet you they're lucky if they get 2-3 hours of sleep a night.
A lot of the time, because most of those guys, you know, a lot of guys do before they even go home after even a race at Paris, you know, they go straight to the car wash.
Right. Yeah, because if you don't get all that.
They tear it down the next day. Then they've got, you know, well, if the schedule USAC has out here, a lot of time they have way too much time in between. Don't get me on my soapbox right now. Way too much time to rebuild that car for the next race. Well, Indiana Sprint Week, even if you're racing, say you're racing every week, and you go to the car wash, then you tear the car down Sunday, you start putting it back together Monday. You got to condense that into
hours.
12 hours.
Yeah.
So that really
would normally take you 4 or 5 days.
Well, it's almost, you know, it's almost like NHRA. You got a 45-minute turnaround.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know, there's no rest for those guys.
No.
And after a while, you know, and you guys from out here like Brody and Jake going back, I grew up in the Midwest, and it's a whole different deal in late July through like mid-September. It can be 85 degrees when the humidity is 75% constantly. It wears on you.
It really, really does. And you're dealing with a hot race car and
hot temper.
Oh, geez, you think maybe one or two?
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking on the cruise alone. I'm not talking about driver versus driver.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. You're right.
I talk to so many people, even the people in the media, you know, they love it. But every year that's like, God, I don't know if I'll ever go back to that.
Right. Yeah, I think it's one of those, it's like going to SEMA. You know, you go to SEMA once and you're so wore out after the 5 days of walking, you swear you'll never go again. But we are
the next year you're ready to go.
We're so forgetful. We are so forgetful how bad things are. We still go back. But other than that, all right. Well, hey, are still tickets available for this coming Saturday?
There's tickets for every race. We never sell out. You're going to show up, you're going to get in.
You got a huge, huge grandstands. That's true. And folks, you really need to do it. This is going to be I mean, there's a lot of money going to be at Parris Auto Speedway this Saturday. And even though racing is for passion, the dollars help these guys go from track to track. So they're going to be there.
So it'll be some great racing.
Oh, there's going to be some great racing. They're going to do everything they can to walk away with as much green as they can.
Yes.
As you can hear in the background, my dogs are excited about it.
I don't blame them. I'm telling you. No, you better take them outside. They got to go potty.
Yeah, well, that usually works.
I'm sure. All right, buddy. Thanks a lot. Parris Auto Speedway, parisautospeedway.com. Scott Delosio. Listen to him every Saturday night when they race.
Right.
Have fun, buddy. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Scott.
We'll see you next Saturday starting at the kart race.
Great.
Look forward to it. All right, folks, we're going to take a small break. When we come back, guess what? Dirt Dude's on the line.
Again.
He is so forgetful.
He has more news.
He has got a world-class driver at Barona last night. Stay tuned. You'll hear who it is right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
It's just like your mama when the shoot kicks in.
Folks, hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
Brought to you by Certified Car Care, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in lovely Santee. Go to certifiedcarcare.net. Mention you heard it right here on KCBQ. You're interested in getting a dyno pull? Well, let me tell you what, they'll give you a discounted rate just by mentioning you heard it on Racer Radio. AM 1170, The Answer. All right, hey, we got Dirt Dude back. You have a world-class race NASCAR driver, and you forget.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, he actually showed up and took over the track on Thursday.
How come?
So he pretty much he did what they call a ride and drive. So pretty much this was Ken Schrader showed up at about 3 o'clock in the morning was when he got to the track. We let him in at, like, 7. He looked the grounds over, and he was renting the track from 6 to 9 that night on Thursday. So he had, well, he's sponsored by Federated Auto Parts. So they picked a bunch of people from Federated Auto Parts in the San Diego County area and outlying areas, I guess, because they had guys come down from Los Angeles. They picked 20 drivers. They got to come down. He brought his normal hauler that had his race car, 2 race cars in it that he runs, his races. He had another semi with a car hauler on it, had 5 modifieds on it. 4 regular modifieds and 1 two-seater. So they get everybody there. They unload the 2 cars, so you get 10 laps. You can take these modifieds out. Mm. They give you the gear, fire suit, helmet, everything. They give you the gear, and you go out for 10 laps. And then you come back in, and then Kenny takes you out in the two-seater for a couple laps.
And shows you how you really should have driven the track.
Yes, yes. So it was cool to meet the gentleman. I mean, I heard about it in the morning. He actually does this quite often because he was in Anatok, I think is Anatok or Antok?
No, Antioch.
Close.
He was in Antioch, and he did 2 events, 2 ride and drives there. So they left there at 4 o'clock in the afternoon Wednesday, arrive at our track at 3 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, sleep in for a while till about 7 or 8. We get them in the track and then get them all set up. They unload everything, do a ride and drive at our track from 6 to 9, load everything back up. They were going out to, they're going to actually stop in El Centro because their next stop was Las Cruces, New Mexico to do another ride and drive. Wow. And then he's working his way towards Eldora to race in Eldora.
Oh, fun.
In the Camping World Truck Series?
I think so. I think he might even be, if they're doing a modified race there, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't
doubt
it.
It was all on his schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So I started following Kenny Schrader on, like, Facebook and stuff like that and looked him up online. Really, really cool gentleman. I've never met him before, but he was really laid back.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy can actually drive a car really good.
Dude, the guy is, he is forgotten more than you and I'll ever learn.
Yeah, he was in NASCAR for a long time, 81 through 2013.
Kenny Schrader was the bomb. I mean, real easy going, laid back till you messed with him. Him and Earnhardt had a few issues, but that's another story. Did you get all his contact information? No.
They didn't give us anything because it was just part of the ride and drive. It was all through Federated. It was through his contact with Kenny Schrader, and then
He has his own driving school.
Yeah, that's what this was.
Yeah,
but it's sponsored through Federated. Federated Auto Parts was the person that was there bringing out. So pretty much it was private to just Federated employees, our friends, the guest of them.
Right.
So like we had no one from our track, and we had like no, we didn't mention anything about it that I know of.
Yeah. Well, it's not open to the public.
It was not open to the public. It's only, they rented the track, Federated rented the track, Kenny bought the cars, and it was just for their show.
Mm-hmm. So did he talk about the surface and how he liked the track?
Yes, it was quite interesting. He liked our track. He was like, I've been, these guys all complain about tracks. He goes, this is nothing. You go back east somewhere, and he goes, they have these, horrid tracks. And he goes, the thing is, no one complains about them back there.
Really?
When you're out here and people complain about tracks, he goes, there's nothing to complain about. He's like, your track is so smooth, it's like a Daytona 500 track,
Wow. Well, isn't that interesting?
He is part owners of three other tracks.
So he knows a few things about what it's like to actually have to deal with maintaining a track.
Yeah. His best advice was, don't buy a dirt track.
Sort of like don't buy a boat if you've already had a boat.
Yeah, but he was like, we talked to him about what we do for our draw and how many cars and our race and stuff and how everything looked, and he's like, you guys are got a really nice setup out here for California area. You're pulling in cars that's what counts.
Mm-hmm. So about how many employees and their friends and whatnot got to go on the track?
It was 20 drivers, and they took them out in groups of two, so they had two modifieds out at a time, so they did 10 lap sessions, and then the two laps with Kenny afterwards.
Oh, man.
And then family was there. So they had, and then there was the vendors that were for Federated. Moog was there, and then a couple other of their vendors through Federated. So they had like barbecue, they had hot dogs and hamburgers for everybody, and it was a nice little cool thing, and I got to crash it. But the cool thing was just meeting Ken.
Yeah.
It was like in between races, and when the drivers are going out and he would stand by the two-seater, I'd go over and I'd get to talk to him. He's like looking at the track and we talk about, how the driver's doing and talk about his modified, his two-seater modified. And he's just a really, really cool guy.
Awesome. Wow. That doesn't happen every day, I bet.
No, it was a total surprise. Someone saw his trailer sitting out in front of the gate and made mention of it on Facebook. And I'm like, so I'm talking to our people at the track. I'm like, hey, what's going on? What'd I hear? And they're like, nothing. It's nothing. So then by the end of the day, I'm like, so what's going on? They're like, yeah, it's just for, track employees can come and see it or watch it. But it's just pretty much Ken Schrader and his group that took over the track on Thursday.
Well, still, it's kind of cool to know also that Barona does rent out the track for special events.
Well, not only that, it's even cooler that Schrader seen value at Barona to go down and rent the track.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say about it? Cool.
I already asked him. Oh. That's what I asked him when you were
gone. Cool that he like even knew of our track. I mean, it's like, when a rock star says the name of your hometown when they're on stage, you're like, oh, he's gonna come.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Well, cool for you and the track.
I wanted to get a big thank you out there to Ken Schrader and everyone at Federated that put this on. It was a cool gig.
Well, make sure you send this interview to them, via Trish or Troy or
Trish
Todd.
Was texting me the whole time that I was talking to you during that first segment, but I can't look at my phone and talk and text at the same time because it's all one unit,
Well,
so then she's like,
We'll show you how to do that.
Learn how to do that.
There is a way.
There is a way.
If I can talk on the phone and read a text, we'll teach you. It's okay. We'll teach you.
But you have a monitor in front of you.
I don't have nothing. No monitor. No. I just use, trust me. It
Dave's
works
just out. So talented.
No, I'm not talented. I just found out by accident. Are you kidding? All right. All right, well.
I have to stay focused, though.
So. Yeah, go stay focused.
That's how I do it.
That's it. Single All focus.
All right, kiddo. Go take a nap.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right, folks.
Talk to you later, dirt dude.
BaronaSpeedway.com.
BaronaSpeedway.com.
That's right.
That's right,
man. I'll tell you.
Yay. It's so, cool for them. They got to have a really cool special event there.
Yeah, I know. So, hey, going back to Formula E just a little bit, you know, the new car's coming out. There's new drivers. There's new manufacturers coming in. We need an American driver. Oh, and another thing.
Yes.
Bubba Wallace is going to lose his sponsorship for the 43 car. They're in a major search.
Uh-oh.
So this is...
Well, what about Bubba Burger?
Well, this is a message.
See, I think Bubba Burger should sponsor them.
This is a... This Wait, is. This
do you have
is,
something you want to say? Do you do not want me to interrupt?
This is a message for Maxine Waters.
Oh, no.
No, she
we
needs
have to... bring
to,
her into
No,
the...
she needs to get her group together and sponsor Bubba Wallace.
Because why?
Because, you know, he's part of the family, and they should rally around and help this kid. Don't you think that's a good idea?
I don't know what you mean. I'm pleading the fifth here. I don't know what you mean.
I know. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. You know, we had that conversation at that Shelley's event as well. And I think it would be good publicity for somebody in the political arena to throw some money behind this kid because he can drive.
What about Bubba Burger?
Bubba Burger would be a good one, too. But somebody needs a sponsor. So if anybody has bucket loads of money that would like to sponsor Bubba Wallace.
He needs you.
He does. The kid can drive. And he's got a great personality. He'd be a great representation. And I think
I just don't understand what it has to do with politics.
Well, no, I'm just saying if she could help her political side. You've seen the percentage of how many people don't like politics. Let's move it up a notch.
That would help. Well, that's an interesting concept.
Giving back. It's called giving back. Well, look what it did for Paul Newman. Did wonders for Paul Newman. Look what it did for, what's his face? A lot of your NASCAR drivers, they all, you know, would people, Jimmy Johnson, if it wasn't for Lowe's, Jimmy Johnson wouldn't be where he's at today.
Well, okay. I just thought, I mean, I don't remember Jimmy being in any PR trouble or anything like that.
No. But it just came as a thought. But, you know, there's been a lot of politicians that have sponsored race cars just to get their name on the quarter panel.
That's funny. Well,
congressmen and senators and things.
Jimmy Johnson just signed a new deal with his crew chief.
2 year.
Yeah, 2 year.
Yeah, with Chad Knaus.
Yes. I saw that somewhere.
Actually, Penske, you know, so.
Okay.
Which is fine. Cool. I'm thinking Jimmy's probably got another couple years.
Yeah, and then he'll probably just say, you know what, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
well,
folks.
We have a Facebook page. Don't forget to go there if you want to get some race info. I posted video last night from Paris, for instance.
Good.
And we also have a Facebook page for You Ought to Know.
That's right. And don't forget carcentric.net.
Right.
You can find us, send us messages if you have questions or you want us to cover your race event, all right here on AM 1170.
Well, and also, if you want to listen to us on iHeartRadio, we are an iHeartRadio station.
That's right.
If you can't get us on every Sunday from 1 to 4. So.
There you go.
Check us out.
All right. Thanks, kid. Good playing with you today.
You too.
Right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.